Welcome to the second episode of the MELT podcast. Today, we're going to be continuing our journey to better understand the role of monitoring, evaluation, and learning at PADF. We'll be exploring the MELT team's annual work plan and discussing the important role of MELT staff in making PADF's MELT work successful. For the second episode, Hector, Mia, and Maya will be doing most of the talking. Hector will be speaking with Program Coordinator Mia Kaysman and Program Associate Maya Sterling, members of the PADF MELT team.
Welcome, Mia and Maya, to the podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing the MELT annual work plan, which both of you had key roles in carrying out this year. Before we dive into that, can you both share briefly what got you involved in the MELT team and why you enjoy it?
Thanks, Hector. You know, I really love being on the MELT team because it gives me the opportunity to think about PADF's work outside of the confines of a specific project or initiative. With our work, I get to help build tools, collect data, and develop new approaches for all of PADF and learn from the MELT staff across the hemisphere.
Thank you so much for having us, Hector. Really excited to be on the podcast. So before I worked at PADF, I was originally drawn to indicators because I think they're really helpful in allowing, kind of enabling organizations to confidently say, like, this is our impact. And because I had that interest, I studied development evaluation and the SDGs in college. And while I was doing that, I became increasingly concerned that we've sort of failed a little bit to advance fast enough on the important goals embodied in the SDGs. Personally, what was most concerning to me is our global response to climate change. So I get to combine all of these interests working on the MELT team, and I get to help measure the progress that PADF is making to expand our climate change adaptation and mitigation programming, which are in line with the SDGs.
These are the reasons I enjoyed working with you both. Now, the annual work plan. What are the elements of the year's work plan you are excited to roll out?
Great question. I think personally, I'm really excited about what we are doing right now, which is hosting this podcast. Luckily, this podcast is only part of this kind of larger communications plan that we've developed. The purpose of it really is just to help colleagues better understand what the MELT team is and what the MELT team does. So we will continue to publish these awesome episodes of the podcast, some reports. We will host some trainings and events and really be sharing all of the resources internally so everyone can get a baseline understanding of what we do.
Definitely, I completely agree, Maya. I think for me, what I'm the most excited about is some of our work on knowledge management that we're going to be undertaking this year. As you already know, Hector, we've been working the past few weeks on a learnings library for PADF. And I'm really excited to see all of the research products, tools, methodologies, and other knowledge pieces that PADF has produced, and to work with Guillermo and his team to create this learnings library online that everyone will have access to. I think that's going to make it a lot easier to leverage expertise and build off of our colleagues' hard work across the hemisphere.
I will also add that another important element this year will be working with the IT team to develop a module on Salesforce, which we are calling MyGrowth. That will allow the project indicators to automatically generate our collective indicators data. By the end of the year, all the teams will be able to say goodbye to the quarterly data calls done by a spreadsheet.
A very good point, Hector. This is going to make life so much easier for all of our MELT staff that worked so hard to get us their indicator data on time. Getting this data onto Salesforce or MyGrowth will make the process much more efficient for them and for us.
I'm glad you mentioned the project and country MELT staff because my final question today is about the important role of the MELT staff. But based on your experience, how can we use the capabilities of the PADF MELT staff so that the organization is able to become a knowledge leader on MELT?
That's a good point, Hector. I think there's such a depth of expertise among PADF MELT staff that we definitely have to leverage. And that's why the MELT collaborative that we lead is so important. By coming together to share best practices, lend expertise, and work together on tough projects, we are building our capacity as an organization. you know, as a MEL team, we facilitate these exchanges. And with the launch of the Learnings Library, I think this process is just going to become even more efficient in the future.
I will add, I really agree with me. I think that sharing internally is super important. But I think that also be a knowledge leader, we need to focus on sharing externally our expertise. So that's, you know, going back to the communication strategy that I mentioned earlier, I think that's going to be a really big part of what we do, the sharing our successes in these quarterly communications newsletters and writing a blog on the website. And throughout all of that communications work, the work of the MEL staff is going to be highlighted.
Okay, thank you so much. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you again, me and Maya, for chatting with me. I look forward to implementing this work plan with you both over the next 6 months.
Thanks, Hector.
Thank you so much for having us on.
So whoever knew that the MEL team could be so exciting and so dedicated to their work, as is the whole MEL Collaborative. That's all for today. You can read more about the MEL team in the latest PADF quarterly newsletter, emailed to you on March 2nd. See you next time for episode 3 of the MEL Podcast.